Thanks for listening in today. If you missed our program on September 8th or 10th with Dr. John Swanson of Endurance Ministries, where we addressed God's loving protection for saints in light of end times, we recommend that you go to our website at heartofthesaviorministries.org and click on the broadcast tab and select either of those tapings. But we are once again blessed and delighted to welcome Dr. John Swanson back to the studio, and he is the founder of Endurance Ministries, which addresses eschatological end times data as contained in God's Word. So last month I had a slew of questions to ask, which isn't the norm with Dr. John, as he was a professor at my old alma mater, Oregon College of Ministry, and he was always the one asking the questions. So you have no idea how much fun this is for me to be asking all the questions. So, John, are you ready for your pop quiz day?
I am, and I believe that you've had some time to think about some more tough questions. So we'll see what comes.
You just wait. But, John, before we begin to address these pertinent end times issues, let's open with God's Word. So today I want to read from the book of Revelation, beginning in Revelation 2, John tells about the seven churches and the messages that the Lord had for each church. And each message ends with, "Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches." And in the case of the church of Laodicea, he writes, "These are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth," which means he's going to throw them up, right? "So you say, I am rich and I've acquired wealth and do not need a thing, but you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire so you can become rich, and white clothes to wear so you can cover your shameful nakedness, and salve to put on your eyes so you can see. Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline, so be earnest and repent. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me. To the one who is victorious, I will give the right to sit with me on my right, on my throne, just as I was victorious and sat down with my Father on his throne. Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches." So why did I pick this specific church message? Well, I think it's because I'm finding people being lukewarm, John, and regarding to being prepared, enduring until the Lord's coming. Okay. You know, they're allowing others to tickle their ears in believing false teachings. And to me, this is a really dangerous thing.
Amen.
Okay, so at the end of our program in September, you gave us all an assignment, mm-hmm. and you're the teacher. But I'm the teacher today. No. Folks, if you weren't able to prepare for that, we ask that you read Matthew 24, verses 1 through 31. So if you didn't pull out your Bible and turn there, because you're going to need it, because that's where we find the actual chronological data that we're going to be addressing. And after the program, go to www.endmin.com and go to the FAQ number 26, where you will find an insightful study sheet. You can click the link, and it's going to take you to page 4 through 6. But also, you need to look at the FAQ number 51. Frequently asked questions, FAQ, okay, also states why many end times Bible chronology charts are in error based on our Lord's instruction in this crucial end time passage. Pop quiz time.
Okay, I'm sitting
down. Okay, here's question one.
Okay.
In light of the explicit content of Matthew 24, verses 4 through 31, what other themes does our Lord emphasize?
In addition to the themes of endurance, verse 10, the call to endurance, the issue of unrighteousness being prevalent in the days of the end, verse 12, and false teaching. And here's where an example of chronology kicks in. Verses 4 and 5 talk about some false teaching. "See to it that no one deceives you, for many will say, I am he or I am Christ." Okay, that's during the period of birth pains. And then, tata, a Greek word that says then, another period will come, chronological progression. Verse 11, false teachings during the time of tribulation. And then, after the close of the Great Tribulation, some additional false teachers will come into play, and this is found in verses 23 through 26. Well, the Word of God states that persecution against God's people will be rampant during the days of the end prior to His Son's return. In this context, and here's yet another theme in the setting of persecution, Leslie, we are to persevere in obedient walk with our Lord Jesus through this period of time.
You know, persecution. You know, I wonder if so many people believe in the pre-trib rapture because they don't want to suffer. Yet that's not what the Lord says. And you just said persecution against God's people in Christ will be rampant. Mm-hmm. And Revelation 13:10 speaks about, you know, the beast. And it says, this calls for patient endurance and faithfulness on the part of God's people for those taken into captivity. And Revelation 14, verse 13, is in response to those who do not take the mark of the beast. And it says, this calls for patient endurance on the part of the people of God who keep His commands and remain faithful to Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. So, John, why do you believe our Lord places such an emphasis on enduring?
Well, it's interesting. You know what? Let me back up, Leslie, and say it's actually fascinating that three emphasized themes actually contribute to apostasy, which is falling away from the faith, during this time. The three themes to which I'm referring are deception, persecution, and personal idolatry. That is, living in such a way as to put our petty opinions and preferences above what our Lord has asked of His true followers. So why do I emphasize endurance? I do so because of the following reasons. Number one, our Lord places huge focus on watchfulness, on readiness. Just read the Matthew 24, verses 32 through the 25th chapter, and we find that time and time again, restated in various ways. We are to discern the present, whereby we do not fall prey to the many deceptions of the day, of our day. Number two, the Word tells us to avoid the polar opposite of endurance, opposite of perseverance is apostasy. Perseverance means to stay true to the faith. Apostasy is falling away from the faith. We all need to better, more thoroughly accept the biblical teaching of apostasy, for the consequences are many, including the eternal consequence of separation from the Father, which brings us to the third point.
I just can hardly imagine that. So,
Yeah, but it's what the Word of God says. The Spirit of God explicitly states that in the end time some will depart from the faith. Well, the theme of endurance is, this is number three, the theme of endurance is seen emphasized throughout the Word of God. Please take a look at some of our end time passages that we list and just give glory to God through the writing expression of His Word here. And it's found at enduranceministries.org. Okay. A beautiful chapter.
I know that many of our listening audience have accessed your blog resources, even purchased your book, The Final Trumpet Gathering and Introduction. John, you bring in your teaching ministries a huge emphasis on balance.
Yes.
And one strongly related call along these lines is to balance belief in light of the full counsel of the Word of God. And, you know, I'm talking about our creedal beliefs. You know, that is, you know, the ones which we act, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Upon. Yeah. Ones upon which we act. I think I got that right.
You did.
So here's a response of balance on my part. Your comment about some falling away concerns me in light of this precious fact.
It does.
Those in Jesus Christ are secure in their salvation. Mm. That's what the Word teaches anyway.
Yes. Yep.
But answer this for me. As I know, there are a lot of people out there listening who probably would like to have an answer to this question too.
Okay.
How can Christians fall away when they are eternally secure?
Huge question.
Huge question.
An important one. And I don't see it as a trick question. It's a very valid question in light of what we find in the Word of God. We're safe in the Father's hands. No one can pluck us out of His hands, etc., etc. Written in the Lamb's Book of Life from the foundation of the world. Many of these passages that talk to about the eternal security. So I receive this as a very important question. So
it is, to me, it really is a crucial question, and I know it is to our audience.
It is. It's interesting how all the major doctrines, they intertwine. So eschatology is not separate from what we call soteriology, the doctrine of salvation. End time doctrine is very tied to, and we could see that in the 25th chapter of Matthew, where Jesus says no to some people because they have false pretense, a false Christian by name, but they're not really saved. Well, anyway, let me answer this question about how can Christians fall away if they are eternally secure. Let me answer it. In this way, I want to emphasize the rightly dividing of the word of truth, affirming the full counsel of God's word. So, on what grounds do we say those who are truly in Christ are eternally secure? On what grounds? On what basis do we say that? Well, it's based on Scripture, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. God's word also states that apostasy takes place in the days of the end. It's not just in the first Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 passage. It's in many other passages. Well, in light of this fact of apostasy, some will depart from the faith in the days of the end. We need to accept both truths.
Well, now that's a bit frightening, but isn't it what we are seeing right now? You know, so would you say that these two principles we've just stated present a contradiction, that they both cannot be true? Could you comment on this valid concern?
Okay, yes, I can. And my answer is based upon, again, the full counsel of God's word, though my answer in this short broadcast, I can't be complete in this.
Of course not.
Okay, but let me say this. On the grounds of God's full counsel, the complete revelation of his truths is found in Scripture. In other words, not picking and choosing this Scripture and denying those, but the full counsel. On the grounds that his word is true, both of the following statements are true. Number one, born again, eternally secure believers in Jesus Christ will enter and enjoy eternal life with God. Second statement of truth, apostasy does indeed take place, especially in the days of the end. Both statements of fact are true in light of the big picture outlined by God in his revelation to us. So some would say, oh, but that's a contradiction. Well, there are many ways to answer this. Let me just give one example. We conclude some who go by the name of Christian, those who fall away, or among those who fall away, are actually not saved. You know, they're just nominal Christians. They've never been born again. Their names have not been forever written in the Lamb's Book of Life. They are Christians by name only. In this context, though the issue is more involved than this, please understand that. I understand that. But both claims are true, that Christians, true Christians, are eternally secure, but there are some who fall away from the faith. Genuine Christians are eternally secure in the Father's hand, and apostasy does indeed take place during the days of the end before the return of Jesus Christ.
Okay, so let me get this straight. And oh boy, this is a tough one to try and explain. I'm sure that we've heard people who say that they're Christian because they live by the Ten Commandments, but they don't have a personal relationship with our Lord. Or they're Christians because their parents were. Or there's somebody who has walked away and now refuse and deny their faith. You have to help me out here, John. Mm-hmm. For the sake of emphasizing your point, lest anyone miss it, on what basis or what grounds do you hold this view?
On the grounds of explicit biblical truth. So the views of eternal security, there are many passages that talk about that. We are safe in God's hand. But there are also many passages that talk about the issue of falling away. So the 2 Thessalonians 2 passage, apostasia is falling away. Two things happened before the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, one of which is apostasy. Apostasy is happening today. So it's not just the word of God that's capital T truth. It's our experience today. You know, the testimonies of those of young people who go into their college experience and fall away from the faith and never return again. We can't deny these realities. But scriptures also speak to that. So it's the full counsel of the word of God, affirming experience, so that how do we know what we know of personal experience is also affirmed to a degree, but it's the word of God that is our actual authority for faith and practice. Because scripture is God-breathed and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, it serves as our final truth foundation for the worldview we, as followers of Jesus Christ, embrace.
Well, and that's 2 Timothy 3:16, if I'm not mistaken, that
it
you
is.
Just quoted.
Correct.
So let's move on to the next question
okay.
that logically follows. In light of this appeal of yours that we must look to the Word of God in order to build our end-time view, what practical steps would you suggest we take at this juncture?
Okay, okay. You know what? A class comes to mind that I so enjoyed at Western Seminary, and it was the synthesis of all the different theological steps. Biblical theology, well, exegetical theology, one of which is practical theology. So as we glean from God's Word what it actually says, this is biblical theology concerning these things, we then also find the appeal to be doers of the Word and not hearers only. So let me state this. Spending time with God in His Word, and as we allow His Word to say what it actually says, being faithful to the text, we then go on to apply His counsel to us in our day-by-day actions.
Okay, so I have another question.
Okay.
And this one's kind of personal. Are you consistent in this appeal you're now making?
By God's grace, that's where the Christian can rejoice. We can rely on God's equipping means outside of our fleshly means to live before Him in a way that's honoring. Sometimes we fall, and I think you're going to make reference to this in light of the Revelation passage that you read in application to God's people returning. I knock on the door and sup with me. But there's also a gospel application of that, too, that I think you're going to close with. But let me get back to your question. If what you mean by that statement, are you consistent in this appeal that you're now making? If you mean that, are you consistently calling for the same in your overall ministry to His church and to Jesus Christ, not only me applied to me, but also to the church, then I would have to say emphatically yes. And those listening today can test this by giving our many websites a look over. If you find that, yes, indeed, we model, by God's grace, a ministry which is built on the actual content of the Word, then we at Endurance Ministries would ask two things of you, if we could. Number one, that you apply His truth to your life, meaning that you regularly seek the counsel of His Word in devotional quiet time with Him, and then go on to be doers of the Word and not hearers only. And then number two, and this is where Endurance Ministries might be able to come alongside, and again, thank you, Leslie, for the opportunity to expand your ministry by including the ministry that God has called us to do by allowing us to be a guest here. Number two, well, that you prayerfully consider having us come and minister to your local church in a more personal way.
What a great idea. What would that look like?
Well, simply have us come and spend some time with you. Invite us to come and minister to you and minister with you as you seek to reach into your local community with the love and truth of Jesus Christ. Schools and churches have enjoyed fruitful response to our ministries with them and to them over the years. Well, we offer the same God-honoring ministries to local church families, families of believers. And for those of you who are listening, your family of believer with whom you worship and fellowship.
Well, and I actually got to attend one of these ministry times earlier this summer, and it was a wonderful opportunity for interaction with you and the audience. And once again, John, we're just about out of time. Could you bring a concluding word before I close our session today?
I'd love to, Leslie. And again, thank you for the privilege of being your guest here. Let me say this. It pertains to the why, the motive behind why we make the appeals that we do, why we minister as we do, and it gets us back to actually the heart of our Holy Savior. So it's very affirming to your ministry through Heart of the Savior Ministries. We've brought the appeals we have in these last two radio broadcasts together, one last month and today's, as a result of seeking to be God's faithful ambassadors of Jesus Christ, His Son. So we present His message as we seek to be about the ministry of discipleship. Remember Jesus Christ's closing words in Matthew 28, go into all, make disciples, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. Well, but Leslie, there's something else we bring as we seek to properly represent Him during these days of the end before His glorious appearing, and it's this. We also endure in extending the invitation of new birth. You got to be born again first. The presentation of the gospel is what I'm getting at. New birth to those who would listen to the truthful appeal. And so, Leslie, let me do it in this way. Let me ask you a question now. You've asked some great questions, God-honoring questions, and we've encouraged people to go to the Word for answers. Let me ask you this question. Could you please conclude our session today with the sharing of this good news in Jesus Christ, our precious Lord and Savior?
I'd be honored to do so, but could you close us with a presentation of hope, a prayer here before I do?
Let me do that, because it's the Spirit of God who moves. Father, we thank you that you can soften the hardest heart. We thank you that you've softened ours by your mercy of grace, not that we deserve it, but that you have, and you've opened our eyes to your eternal truths in Jesus Christ, your Son. Father, I pray as Leslie shares hope in your Son, that your Spirit would so move as to encourage people to say yes and to embrace, for now is the day of salvation, as Joel 2, as Acts 2 talks about. And in this midst of deception everywhere, we thank you, Father, that you are greater than this world and that you can overcome obstacles of deceit through your Spirit's moving. Open the eyes of those who are yet to be yours, your sheep in Jesus Christ. Give them understanding like never before. May your Spirit move them to boldly say, yes, Father, I accept the gift of Jesus Christ, your Son, whereby I might be saved. So, Father, thank you for Leslie. Bless her as she shares this message, and bless the listeners with open ears. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
There is a Savior. His name is Christ Jesus, and he loves us so much that he gave his life for us that we might have eternal life. He says, knock, and the door will be opened. He says, seek, and ye will find. Come, all you who are weary and laden, and I'll give you rest. Repent of your sins, and they'll be forgiven as far as the east is from the west. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I will always be with you until the very end. Do you know this Jesus we're talking about? Would you like to? Pray this simple prayer with me right now and receive our Lord in your heart. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving me first and never giving up on me. Thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for my sins that I might be forgiven and rose again in victory over death, that I might live.
Praise you, Lord.
I come before you with extended hand, seeking your gift of mercy and grace on my life. Change my heart and make it ever yours. In the name of your precious Son, Jesus. Amen. Well, now that you've made this statement of faith, it's important for you to get connected to a good Bible-based church body where you can continue to grow in who you are in Christ Jesus, and receive the love and support to help you endure until the end. John, thank you once again for bringing us the truth that matters and for caring so much for God's children that you've committed your life to helping us all see and understand God's Word, the Holy Bible. And it's because of our listening audience that we are able to be on the air bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ and our special guests like Dr. John Swanson of Endurance Ministries. Won't you consider being a monthly supporter or a corporate sponsor of this radio ministry? You can send your support to Heart of the Savior Ministries, P.O. Box 729, Fairview, Oregon, 97024. We are a 501c3 nonprofit. So for those listening, we hope you go away refreshed, restored, and renewed in who you are in Christ Jesus, the love of God the Father, and the power of the Holy Spirit, and that you will make God's Word the every breath that you take this week. It is the truth that matters, the Word of God, as Dr. John Swanson has brought to you today. Thank you again for joining us, for bringing us this, his loving protection for his saints as it ties to the end times, John. I look forward to returning again in November and December. We're going to continue these conversations. People, go to the broadcast tab at heartofthesaviorministries.org. Listen into all the past broadcasts with Dr. Swanson on this topic. So as always, in his service, this is Reverend Leslie Nelson and my guest, friend, mentor, brother in Christ Jesus, Dr. John Swanson of Endurance Ministries. Have a great day.